WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Wednesday, December 1st. Coming up, a conversation with U.S. Representative Rodney Davis. The Taylorville Republican has represented Champaign-Urbana in Congress since 2013. He's running for re-election, but redistricting has dramatically changed his district. That in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The state's top health officer is urging calm as the newest COVID-19 variant spreads around the world. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says she's in touch with colleagues around the world, but there's still not a lot known about the Omicron variant of the coronavirus.
You know, I've talked to colleagues in London and South Africa. You know, we're still in a holding pattern. So I think it's a little too early to, you know, pull the fire alarm.
Speaking on the 21st show, Ezike urged people to continue to get vaccinated and wear masks. The World Health Organization says the global risk from Omicron is, quote, very high based on early evidence, though it's not yet been detected in the United States. To date, there have been 1.8 million COVID-19 cases in Illinois since the pandemic began, including more than 26,000 deaths. With the help of the Champaign County Board, CU at Home is looking to create new shelters for the homeless. Illinois Newsroom student journalist Luis Velasquez has more.
CU at Home is seeking funds to build two low-barrier shelters for the homeless. Unlike the agency's sober shelter at 70 East Washington Street, these two shelters will provide services to those who deal with drug and alcohol addiction. Kyle Patterson is part of the Champaign County Board. He says the board has a key role in funding this initiative. Patterson says the county board plans to donate $150,000 using COVID relief funds from the federal government.
The county board will be partaking in a steering committee that will be made up of the different funders to work with CU at Home during this process to kind of monitor how things are going.
Patterson says he hopes this will save lives during the cold winter months. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
This holiday season, a Champaign-based group that highlights women-owned businesses nationally is working with Visit Champaign County to promote those businesses here. The group is Miss Market. Its co-founder, Cynthia Bruno, says she's had bad experiences shopping for post-maternity clothes at non-women-owned businesses. To make it easier for women to shop, she says she created Miss Market as a website where people could find national and local brands led by women. Bruno says promoting local women-owned businesses is not just important to owners, but also to the community.
When we can support these women who are opening and running businesses, it matters to them, it matters to the community, it matters to the little girls who are thinking in their classrooms, like, about what they want to be when they grow up.
Bruno says people spend more during the holidays, so supporting the right people is important. A woman in her 70s is the 215th person from Champaign County to die from COVID-19. Public health officials reported 216 new cases in the county yesterday. That's the most in one day since early September. The number of active cases has topped 1,000 for the first time since mid-September. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 59 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, nearly twice as many patients as just 2 weeks ago. 12 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, we'll hear from Republican U.S. Representative Rodney Davis, who's running for re-election in the newly drawn Illinois 15th Congressional District. His conversation with Charlie Schlenker is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. U.S. Representative Rodney Davis says he will not run for governor, but will instead run to retain a seat in the U.S. House in a newly drawn district. In this conversation with Charlie Schlenker, the Taylorville Republican says it was an easy decision.
Because it was always my first choice. It's something I was open and honest with anyone who asked. My first preference was to run for re-election, looking forward to helping Republicans take the majority back in the House here in Washington, and I'm looking forward to chairing the House Administration Committee. This should not be a surprise to anyone. When the maps were signed into law and we knew it became official, I made it known that my intention was to run for re-election in the district that is now the 15th district that includes my home and my home county of Christian County.
How much different is the district in makeup than your current one?
There's a lot of my district that is very familiar with me and very familiar with what we're doing in Congress because it's been in the same media market as much of my current district. But there's a lot of population that I still represent that used to be part of the old 13th district, my current 13th district, and a lot of areas that are new up in the northwest part of Illinois are areas that I've traveled in over my career and have built relationships and friendships, so much so that we've continued to travel in those areas for a wide variety of reasons throughout my time in Congress.
Is it a safer, redder district than the current one?
It's a gerrymandered district that's substantially more Republican than what my current 13th district was drawn to be 10 years ago. Remember, the district I currently represent was drawn to elect a Democrat 10 years ago, and we've won it five straight times. I'm looking forward to working in this new area, and a lot of the current areas that I have that make up this new 15th district, too.
Many rural areas have moved in the last decade, as you noted, more conservatively. You have prided yourself on having a bipartisan approach and being centrist and have some independent organizations back that up with ratings. Will the district make it more difficult for you to be that centrist person?
Well, not at all. I've continued to maintain my core values and conservative principles, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that we can't work together on issues that positively affect our districts and our country. When it comes to agriculture, when it comes to transportation projects, there's not a Republican way or a Democrat way to solve every problem. There's a right way and a wrong way, and the best way is to find solutions that get to actually become law because they've become solutions that both sides can accept. I've got a great track record of addressing student debt issues in this country, a great track record of addressing some of our risk management programs when it comes to our farmers and our producers. And I've got a great track record of addressing our infrastructure needs in this country by getting our infrastructure reauthorizations back on track ever since I got to Congress now about 9 years ago.
You are moving up the seniority ranks in the House. If the House turns to Republican control, you would be in line for a committee chairmanship. You mentioned the House Administration Committee. For people who don't understand what that one does, why don't you unpack how important it is to the general American population?
Yeah, up until the pandemic, the House Administration Committee was a quiet committee. It's the smallest full committee in Congress. But once the pandemic hit, our job in running the House campus became part of the front lines of what was happening in America. And unfortunately for the American people, they're still locked out of the U.S. Capitol to most. And they can't come here and tour Washington, D.C. and really petition their government as their constitutional right is. I'm really looking forward to once we take the majority, once I become chairman of House Administration come January 3rd of 2023, we're going to open this campus back up to the American people. A lot of America is wide open right now, and we've got to do our best to make sure that we look at COVID and this pandemic as a risk management issue, because we're never going to get to the zero tolerance that many experts believe that we should still strive for.
Are there other committees that you would like to focus on as well?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to being able to eventually run for chair of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, one of the largest committees in Congress. I currently serve as the ranking member of the largest subcommittee in Congress, and that's the Highways and Transit Subcommittee. I'm looking forward to chairing that subcommittee in the next Congress.
That's Republican U.S. Representative Rodney Davis of Taylorville, who represented Champaign-Urbana under the old congressional maps. Davis spoke with Charlie Schlenker. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says cloudy skies with rain likely this morning, then clearing this afternoon with a high of 54 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Luis Velasquez, Mona Alrazak, and Charlie Schlenker. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.